Hare Krishna, I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Chaitanya Bhagavata class. So before starting the class, I would like to read the quote of Srila Prabhupada for April 12th. By prasadam distribution, you will do service to the Lord and the public will be pleased upon you as well. Gradually increase the number of guests and don't deny anyone. Continue in this way. Whatever is there, distribute equally. It may not be very sumptuous, but no one should be denied equal portions. Letter to Giriraj, April 12, 1972. Jai. Hare Krishna. So today we are very fortunate to have with us His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji to enlighten on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Kanda from 17.147 to 151. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I think Prabhu.
Yeah, we can wait.
Okay. Okay. Binwal, I'll chant. Jai Sri Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, my sincere apologies for the delay. Let's get started with this Mangalacharan. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. My gratitude to Prithvi Vilasini Mataji and Kirtidasundari Mataji for giving me this opportunity once again to speak on Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya. Today we are going to read several verses from the Adi Khanda, chapter 17. We are going to read from text 147 to 151. Text 147. Chaitanya kathara adi anta nahi jani. Jete mate chaitanera yashaseva khani. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya is saying, while describing the pastimes, you see the Antya, so beg your pardon, the Adi Khanda is coming to an end. There is no end. Anta nahi jani. There is no end. But as far as this particular grantha is concerned, the scripture is concerned, for us, the Adi Khanda is drawing to a close. It's coming to its conclusion. So, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya is saying, Chaitanya kathara adi anta nahi jani. There is no beginning and there is no end. Hari ananta, hari katha ananta. Just like Krishna is unlimited, Krishna Katha is unlimited. Charitam Raghunathasya Shata Koti Pravistaram Ekaikamaksharam Pumsam Mahapatakanashanam. Similarly, in Sri Valmiki Ramayana, Adi Kavi Sri Valmiki Muni writes, Charitam Raghunathasya Shata Koti Pravistaram, 100 crores of verses. The story, the Leela of Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan is spread over hundreds and crores of verses. Shata Koti Pravistaram. And it is so powerful. Ekaikam Aksharam, not word, Ek Akshar. It is an Anushtup Chanda. Each line has got 8 Akshar and there are 4 lines in each shlok and there are hundreds of crores of such verses, Sri Valmiki Muni is saying. And out of that, each shloks, each akshar, ekam aksharam pumsam, mahapat, not pap, mahapatakanashanam. There are some very, very great sins, abominable sins. Even they are destroyed by one akshar, one syllable of Sri Ramayana, Sri Valmiki Ramayana. So, and this is true for all the scriptures, all the revealed scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Bhagavad Gita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. We should have faith. It's a question of faith. Srimadam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Keda Ridandastohi Abhadrani Vidhunati. Vidhunati Surit Satam. So, Chaitanya Kathara Adi Anta Nahi Jani. Jete mate chaitanyera yashase vakhani. Still somehow yete mate, somehow or the other I'm trying to sing chaitanyera yash. Trying to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow or the other I'm trying. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also. Same attitude. Not qualified, but somehow I'm doing it. By the blessings of the Vaishnavas and the empowerment of Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Purport by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj, the revered, beloved spiritual master of our founder Acharya, Nitya Lila Pravishta Shri Srimad Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Both Srila Prabhupada's ki jai. Purport to verse 147. Shri Chaitanya Dev is the original, primeval, unlimited truth. Therefore, the living entity is not qualified to describe Sri Chaitanya Dev's beginning and end. Because he is unlimited, ananta. Anantasya yashonkataniya. Shrunvanti gayanti grananti sadhava. Ananta. I am trying to glorify Sri Chaitanya Dev in any way and in any language I can. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is writing this in quotations because he is telling us the abhipraya of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. He is expanding on what Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is trying to say in this one verse. Expanding. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, I am just trying to glorify Sri Chaitanya Dev in any way, in any language I can. Just as a wooden puppet, Kashthera Putali, just as a wooden puppet has no independence. It simply moves by the inducement of the puppeteer. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu. Nachao se mate. Puppeteer. Similarly, I am moving simply on the inspiration of the supreme non-dual. Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam. Adyam purana purusham navayauvanam cha. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. I am moving simply on the inspiration of the supreme, non-dual, Advait personality, Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is situated in my pure consciousness. Manushya rachite nahi, aise grantha dhanya, Vrindavana dasa mukhe vakta Sri Chaitanya. Text 148. Pakshi jena akashera anta nahi paya. যত দূর শক্তি তত দূর উড়ি যায়। এক্স্যাক্টলি সেম থিং শিল কৃষ্ণদাস কবিরাজ গোস্বামী রাইটস ইন শ্রী চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত। হোয়াট ইজ শিল বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর মহাশয় রাইটিং? পক্ষী যেন আকাশের অন্ত নাহি পায়, যত দূর শক্তি তত দূর উড়ি যায়। As there is no end to the vast sky, the sky is unlimited. Yatha akash tito nityam vayu sarvatra go mahan tatha sarvani bhutani matsthaniti upadharaya. Lord Shri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita ji that yatha akash tito nityam vayu sarvatra go mahan. The air is very powerful, Vayudev. The most powerful devata is Vayu, Vayudev. Sarvatra Goman. Vayu goes everywhere here and there. But it's always situated in the sky. Vayu goes everywhere, moves everywhere. But ultimately it always stays in the sky. Its resting place is the sky. Tatha sarvani bhutani matsthaniti upadharaya. I try to understand, Arjun. Similarly, all the living entities may go here and there. Charachar, jeev, they can go here and there. But there, Paramam Nidhanam, their ultimate resting place is me. Lord Krishna is saying. That example of Akash is given here again. Akash and a Pakshi. The sky and the bird. Just like the sky is unlimited. And according to its capacity, its flight, the bird can fly. A small hummingbird is flying into different plants. Sparrow can go to some tree. Woodpecker can go to a taller tree. A crow can fly little taller, little higher. And an eagle can fly even higher. And Garuji can fly even higher. It goes like that, on and on and on. Yatha shakti, yatha bal. According to our capacity, according to our strength. Some devotee can be like Hanumanji. Hanumanji. Invincible Hanumanji. Jitendriya, Buddhimataam Varishtham. Or some devotee can be like Sugriv. He's a devotee. He wants to serve Lord Ram. But is he Jitendriya? At least he's teaching us in Sri Ramayana that he was conquered by his senses. He was overcome by conditionings of sense gratification. But both are devotees. Yatha shakti, yatha bal. According to our capacity, we can serve. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, who is writing these purports for our benefit, had thousands of disciples. And some of them were very, very great sannyasis, powerful preachers, like our Srila Prabhupada, Srila Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, and many others like Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Bhagyan Kesha Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, so many others. Powerful preachers. And then there were Grihastha disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, who may not be so famous. Yatha Shakti. But everybody is trying to serve Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Similarly, our Srila Prabhupada, he had so many disciples. Some of them were very powerful preachers, sannyasis, became successors to Srila Prabhupada, became gurus. And some are humble disciples. Many of us may not even know their name, that they are Prabhupada disciples. But they are in their grihastha ashram, doing their bhajan, chanting, worshipping, shravanam, kirtanam, archanam, vandanam, smaranam. They are doing all that. They are also on their way back to Godhead. They may not be famous. They may not have, as far as we can see, we can perceive in a tangible way, made so many contributions. But they are sadashishya. They are following the instructions they have received from Srila Prabhupada. And in their own way, they are doing. Everybody cannot be like Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in his humility is saying, I don't have any capacity. I am like a dead wooden puppet. I have no power to move on my own. But according to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Dev, the way he inspires me, the way he makes me dance, I am dancing. Analogy is given of a bird. Different birds have different capacities. Different birds have different wingspans. Different birds have different flights. A peacock can just fly short distances, isn't it? According to capacity. So we should not compare. A crow should not try to be like the eagle. I was reading the stories there in our Shastra. Once there was a crow. And he used to go to the house of a particular Brahman, where the kids of the Brahman, the children in the Brahman family, would throw some remnants for that crow. In the Vedic culture, everybody should be fed. First, Krishna is offered naivedyam. Krishna is offered bhoga. The Guru Maharaj is offered. Cow is offered. The elders, the Brahmanas are offered. Children are offered. Those who are sick are offered. Family members are offered prasad. And then atithi or someone who may come for bhiksha, they are given. If something remains, then it can be given to the birds and the insects and everyone. So it was a practice in this Brahman kul that the remnants were given to this particular crow. So every day the crow would come and sit on the fence of the house, and the kids in the house, they would take the remnants and feed the crow, throw it to the crow, and the crow would eat. So practically every day this crow would get the remnants from this Brahman family. So he became very puffed up. I am so great that the Brahman family feeds me every day. He started boasting to other birds. Oh, you are just eating some worms. You are just eating some fruits. You're just picking up some grains from the agricultural field and feeding your belly. But look at me. I am fed by top class Brahman. I only eat food that has been cooked in the kitchen of pure Brahman. Haribo. He became puffed up, started bragging to other birds. Oof. And the other birds would just leave him alone. Oh, you're too much. You're too full of yourself. Too proud. One day, some birds were really fed up with his bragging. They told him, oh, bird mahashay, oh, crow mahashay, if you are so good, why don't you get into a competition, a flight competition with the Rajhamsas, the pure white swans? And it just so happened that pure white swans had come to a nearby water body. Now, this was happening on the banks of the ocean. And the Rajhamsa, the beautiful white swans who represent Paramhamsas, pure devotees, they had come for some time on the beach. This crow goes to them and brags to them. Oh, swans, how about getting into a flight competition with me? Let's compete and see who can fly farther away. The leader of the swans asked the crow, O crow mahashay, how far can you fly? As far as we are concerned, we are the most powerful birds in the creation. Only bird superior to us is Garudji. But after Garudji, it's us. No one can compete with us. And you are a crow. It is not wise for you to compete with us. If you want to compete, you compete with other crows. Like, you know, boxer. Someone who's a lightweight champion should not compete with the heavyweight champion. It's not proper, not fair. It won't be an equal game. But the crow starts boasting. You think you can fly? I can fly farther than you. What to speak of flying? I can even do acrobatic tricks while I fly. I can do somersaults. I can twist. I can turn. I can fly backward. I can fly up, fly down. Do this, do that. Let's have a competition. One of the leaders of the swan said, all right, let's go. He says, let's fly across the ocean. Let's reach the end of the ocean and then fly back in one go. And let's see who can come first, who reaches first. All you other swans, you wait here. And all the birds also had come to watch, witness this competition. And all you birds, you wait and you be the referees. We are going to go fly to the very end of the ocean and then come all the way back in one flight. The swan said, okay, let's go for it. 1, 2, 3, hurry bowl. And they took off. They took off. And the crow was bragging all the way to the swan. Oh, you are just flying in a straight line. But look at me. I can do these tricks. And he was doing all these different tricks while flying. I went on for some time, for a few minutes. But afterwards, the crow started tiring out. Started feeling fatigued. After all, a crow is not meant for very long flights. And he saw there was no resting place. There was no tree. There was no island where he could rest. He got completely exhausted and was about to lose all his strength and fall into the ocean and die. And the swan kept looking at the crow and finally asked the crow, do you need help? No, I'm fine. Kept flying, some more time. And finally, he became so weak that he was practically touching. His legs, wings were practically touching the ocean waves. And it was a vast, deep ocean with all those sharks and killer whales. And the crow thought, okay, I'm finished now. And he fell into the ocean. And then cried out for help. Help! Help! I'm finished! Help! The swan turned around, came, picked up the crow with its talons and flew back effortlessly, smooth, flew back and brought the crow back to the beach where everyone else was waiting. And then the crow surrendered and understood his foolishness, how foolish it was to challenge such a great personality. So with this instructive story teaches us that the Brahman family was feeding, but that was out of their mercy. It did not mean that the crow was great or that the crow had some special qualification over other birds that made it eligible to receive the remnants from the Brahman kitchen, Brahman family. It sometimes becomes like that. I am the disciple of such and such guru. My guru is greater than your guru. Therefore, I am greater than you. This thought comes. Whose guru? Who is your guru? Whose disciple are you? Acha. Okay. But I am the disciple of such and such guru. Just because our guru has given some remnants to us to eat, we should not become proud. It is anukampa. It is kripa. Kripa sindhubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo. It is the mercy of Sri Guru that Sri Guru has accepted us as a disciple. We should never forget that we are mute, we are dumb, and we are lame. We should never forget, just because we are running marathons, climbing mountains, we are giving eloquent lectures that devotees are appreciating. We should never forget, actually, at baseline, I am mute. I am dumb. I am lame. I cannot even walk. Yat kripatam aham vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam. Whatever we are doing is by Guru Kripa. Not aham bal. It is Guru bal. It is Gauranga bal. Paurusham Nrishu. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the ability in man. Balam balavatam chaham. We should never forget. Mukam karoti vachalam. Pangum langhayate girim. Yat kripatam aham vande Shri Guru Dinataranam. We should never forget that I am blind. We are blind. Baseline, we are blind. Ignorance, blind, avidya. completely blind, devoid of any vision. But Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. It is Guru Maharaj who has given me vision. I was a mouse, Mushika. Guru Maharaj made me into a tiger. Oh, tiger among men, Krishna tells Arjun. Vrika Purush. What is that word? Tiger among men. Tiger among men. Who made? Guru made. Krishna made. Otherwise, Punar Mushiko Bhava. Agyan Timirandhasya Andhasya. Jnanan Janashalaka. Chakshurun Militamena. Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Chakshudana Dilojai. Janme Janme Prabhu Se. We should never forget. We should never become proud of our spiritual advancement. We are like a bird. And different birds will have different flights. Those birds who can fly higher than us, farther than us, faster than us, we bow down. Those birds who are having difficulty, those birds who have fallen in the ocean, yathashakti, if we have the power, if we have the ability, then like the swan helped the crow, we should help. We should help others. And those who are flying with us, those who are sajatiya, we should fly with them. Birds of the feather flock together. Yes. So we will have three types of birds. Birds who need help. If we have the capability, we should help. Birds who fly with us, they are sajatiya friends. We do machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantaschamam nityam tushanticha ramanticha. With them we do Krishna Varta. We discuss Krishna Katha with them. We do bhajan with them. We do dadati pratigrinhati with them. Guhyam akhyati prichati with them. And then there are birds like the swans, the paramhamsa bhaktas. Om Vishnupad paramhamsa. Parivrajaka acharya shtotarshita shri shrimad. Abhay charana arvinda bhaktivedanta swami maharaj prabhupa. There are paramhamsas. The pure devotees, our guru varga. We ask them for help. We ask them for help. We ask them for sahayata. Please help. Please help. Oh, he Vaishnava Thakura Dayara Sagara Edase Karuna Kori. That is attitude. Three types of birds. We should remember. Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, I am a simple bird. As much as Krishna empowers, I am doing. Purport. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, Adi Leela, Chapter 8, Text 78 and 79, it is stated, actually Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is not my writing, but the dictation of Sri Madan Mohan. My writing is like the repetition of a parrot. Sri Shuka, Radharani Shuka, Radharani's parrot is Sri Shukdev Goswami, Sri Shuka. This is the opinion of the Mahabhagavat. The Bhakta Bhagavats have said, it may not be in some Shastra that Sri Shukdev Goswami is the parrot of Srimati Radharani, but it is not just Shastra. It is Guru Sadhu Shastra. And our Guru Varga have said that Sri Shukdev Goswami was the personal parrot of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he was glorifying Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam for the pleasure of Radharani. Krishna's parrots glorify Srimati Radharani, so Krishna can hear and relish. And Radharani's parrots glorify Krishna, so Srimati Radharani can hear. Hari bol. Like that. Repetition of a parrot. Repetition of a parrot. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam shukamukhad amritam dravasam yutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalaya muhuraho rasika bhuibhavuka. Parrot. When a honest parrot who is repeating the words of Guru Sadhu Shastra, when we hear from the lips of such a parrot, pure devotee parrot, Shri Shuka, then the heart becomes purified.
then Srimad Bhagavatam becomes sweeter and sweeter. The Grantha, which is already Grantharaj, becomes even sweeter and more delicious and tasty and relishable because it is emanating from the mouth of Sri Shukam. A pure devotee, parrot, who is repeating the words of Guru Sadhu Shastra with their own realizations. With their own realization. You see, Shastra is one. Shastra is perfect. And when Shastra is given by a pure sadhu, the sadhu adds his or her own realizations also. If we fight, we do tarka, argument. No, I will only take Shastra. I will only take Shastra. I will disregard, I will discredit the realizations of the predecessor acharyas. Then what is the difference between us and Eklavya? What is the difference? No, we have to accept and relish the realizations of the Acharya also. Shastra is there. And then there are the purports. There are the reflections, realizations of the Acharyas. And we accept it whole. Otherwise it is Ardha Kukuti Nyaya, half n logic. I will accept Shastra. I will accept the Grantha Bhagavat. But I will reject the Bhakta Bhagavat. Are? Because I can read Grantha Bhagavat. So I will read Grantha Bhagavat. But I will reject the Bhakta Bhagavat. Ardha Kukuti Nyaya. Murkha. So Srila Vrindavanas Thakur is saying, I am like a parrot. I am like a parrot of Nityananda Prabhu. I am a parrot of Nitai. As a wooden doll, so Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, I am a parrot of Sri Madan Mohan. As a wooden doll is made to dance by a magician, I write as Sri Madan Gopal orders me to do so. Also in chapter 12, verses 93 and 94, it is stated, the ocean of the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immeasurable and unfathomable. Who can take the courage to measure that great ocean? It is not possible to dip into that great ocean, but its sweet, mellow fragrance attracts my mind. I therefore stand on the shore of that ocean to try to taste but a drop of it. Hari Bol. One drop can inundate the whole world. Since the sky is beginningless and unlimited, a bird is able to fly in the sky only as far as its physical strength allows. Similarly, without finding the limit of the unlimited pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Dev, I am only describing a small portion according to my ability, Krishna-given ability. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 17, text 233, it is stated, the whole world became merged in the inundation of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One can swim in that water to the extent that he has the strength. Yadha Shakti. Also in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, chapter 20th, verses 71, 77, 79, 80 and 81, 90, 91, 92, and 98 and 99, it is stated, quote, how then could an ordinary living being with very little intelligence describe such pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Nevertheless, I am trying to touch but a particle of them just to rectify my own self for my purification. I cannot understand the very deep, meaningful pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My intelligence cannot penetrate them, and therefore I could not properly describe them. This is the heart of Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. He is saying, with my intelligence, with my buddhi bal, I could not penetrate these scriptures. But sometimes proud people say, oh, with my brute strength, I can penetrate the good rahasya of the scriptures. My brute strength. This is animalistic mentality. Brute means an animal. Uncivilized animalistic mentality. That with my buddhi bal, I can enter into the rahasya, the mysteries of the scriptures. confidential knowledge, most confidential knowledge. Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam, Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Krishna has to reveal. Arjun doesn't say, with my brute strength of my intelligence, I will break into the Rajaguhyam, the king of all secrets, Krishna. No. Krishna says, I am revealing them to you. I am giving you the understanding by which you will come to me. Tesham satyuktanam bharatam priti purukam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. I will give you the intelligence by which you can understand me and come to me. Not by our own brute strength. Brute strength will keep us a brute animal. One can swim in that water to the extent one has the strength. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is Kasturi Manjari in the Nikunja of Golok Vrindavan, maid servant of Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar, is saying, how can an ordinary living entity like me with little intelligence describe such pastimes? My intelligence cannot penetrate, and therefore I could not properly describe Shri Chaitanya Leela. The sky is unlimited, but many birds fly higher and higher according to their own abilities. The pastimes of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like the unlimited sky. How then can an ordinary living being describe them all? Not possible. Shri Murari Gupta tried. Shri Kavi Karunapur tried. Shri Lochandas Thakur tried. Shri Vrindavandas Thakur tried. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a dear devotee, Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tried to describe Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela according to their capacity, considering themselves to be instruments. Nimitta matra bhava sarvasaj. Yantravat, they tried to describe as if they are puppets in the hands of the puppeteer Krishna. Puppets in the hands of Madan Mohan. Puppets in the hands of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the ecstasy, to be used as a puppet. Not a humble. Completely surrendering to Krishna. And let Krishna use me the way Krishna wants. Ani acho jadi prabhu, amare nachai. Nachao, nachao prabhu, nachao simati. I have tried to describe them as far as my intelligence allows, as if trying to touch a drop in the midst of a great ocean. I am a very insignificant living being, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying. Like a small red-beaked bird. Red-beaked bird is parrot. Just as such a bird drinks the water of the sea to quench its thirst, so I have touched only a drop of the ocean of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. From this example, you may all understand how expansive are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I infer that I have written is a false understanding, for my body is like a wooden doll, Kashthera Putali. By the mercy of these great personalities, I am able to write. I have also been specifically favored by another supreme personality. Shri Madan Mohan, deity of Vrindavan, has given the order that is making me write. Although this should not be disclosed, I disclose it because I am unable to remain silent. Hari Bol. Sometimes the great devotees are not able to contain their ecstasy. Srila Prabhupada also told, this thing should not be revealed, but I am revealing. Just so you understand, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Krishna himself sent me to this material world. Prabhupada revealed this. Krishna sent him from the spiritual world to save all of us. Text 49. Ei mata chaitanyaya shera antanai jare jata shakti kripa sabhetata gai. Just like there is no end to the akash, to the sky. Ei mata chaitanya yashera antanai. Similarly, there is no end to the glories of Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare jata shakti kripa sabhetata gai. A person can glorify Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only as far as that person is empowered. Jare jata shakti kripa. by the empowerment of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can attempt to describe the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very, very beautiful verse. Ei mata chaitanya shera antanai jare jata shakti kripa sabetata gai. Purport. Oh, no, there is no purport. Text 150. Before commencing the recitation of the topics of Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, in answer to the question of the sages of Sri Naimisharanya, headed by Sri Shaunakrishi, who were desirous of hearing the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam from Mahabhagavat Sri Suta Goswami, Sri Suta Goswami describes the unlimitedness of Lord Krishna's topics, names, forms, qualities, associates, and pastimes in the following words. Nabaha patan atma samam patat trinas tatha samam Vishnu gatim vipaschitaha. As the birds fly in the sky as far as their capacity allows, so the learned devotees describe the Lord as far as their realization allows. Hare Krishna. Quote in the purport. While flying in the sky, according to their own strength, the birds stop flying when their energy is exhausted, like we saw the crow. They do not stop because of thinking that the unlimited sky has an end. Similarly, although learned persons like Lord Brahma attempt to achieve knowledge of Lord Vishnu according to their own capacities, they desist only due to their own insufficient capacity. Haar gaye, not possible. It's unlimited and I am limited. Krishna is Vibhu, I am Anu. They do not desist because of thinking that the unlimited qualities of Sri Govinda have an end or have some limit. This is Sri Vijayadvaja. Again, Sri Viraradha Acharya has commented to this verse of Bhagavatam. As a bird or a crane flies in the sky according to its own strength, learned persons attempt to grasp the glories of Lord Krishna on the strength of their own intelligence, Vidwan. The purport is that a bird or crane does not return from flight due to a limit in the sky. Rather, they return due to the limit of their ability. They will never reach the end of the sky. It's unlimited. Jate raho, jate raho, jate raho. Never, you'll never. Antana paaye. You will not find the end. So when they come back, that means they have come back because they are exhausted. Not because the sky got exhausted. Because they got exhausted. Krishna is unlimited. Hari ananta, hari katha ananta. Similarly, learned persons also retire from their attempts. The Vidwans, they retire finally. Similarly, learned persons also retire from their attempts to grasp knowledge of Lord Vishnu when their intelligence is exhausted. Not because the glories of Lord Krishna are exhausted, finished or limited. Hari bol. Last verse. Text 151. Sarva Vaishnavera Pai Mora Namaskar Ithe Aparada Kichu Nauka Nahuka Amar. Sarva Vaishnavera Pai Mora Namaskar Ithe Aparada Kichu Nahuka Amar. I offer my respectful obeisances Namaskar unto the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas. Sarva Vaishnavera Pai Mora Namaskar. So that they may not consider my offenses. Ithe aparada kichu nahuka amar. Don't consider my offenses. Forgive my offenses. This is the heart of a Vaishnava. Always Narayana Parayana. Always devoted to Radha Krishna. Always subservient to the Vaishnavas. And always careful not to offend anyone. Not to commit aparad against anyone. That is the heart of a Vaishnava. Even Srila Prabhupada exemplified this. In November 1977, from his bed in Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir, Srila Prabhupada, with folded hands, he begged forgiveness from the God brothers who kindly came to pay their respects to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada begged forgiveness. In the course of preaching, some offenses might have been committed. I beg forgiveness for them. Ithe aparadha kichu nahu ka amar. Please forgive me. Begging forgiveness from offenses. A pure devotee can never commit aparadha. Because committing aparadha puts us at the stage of nam aparadha. And a pure devotee is chanting shuddha nam. It is impossible for a pure devotee ever to commit aparadha. Impossible. Just like it is impossible for the sun to become dark. It is impossible for Satchit Ananda Vigraha Krishna to become sad. It is impossible for a Shuddha Vaishnava, a pure devotee, to commit offense. Shachi Mata never committed offense against Sri Advaita Acharya. It's a leela. Not possible. Who commits offense? One who is on the sthar, on the stage of Nam Aparad. Then there is Nama Bhas. Then there is Shuddha Nam. And then there is Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem comes after Shuddha Nam. Shuddha Nam starts at the level of Asakti. So pure devotee can never commit offense. Srila Prabhupada can never commit offense. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami can never commit offense. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahachay can never commit offense. But it is the Vaishnava Shishthachar that you beg forgiveness. It is the etiquette to beg forgiveness. Because a Vaishnava never considers himself or herself as a pure Vaishnava. A pure devotee never considers themselves as pure devotee. Dainya, Atmanivedana, Guptritveva, Sharanagat Bhakta. First is the Dainyata, humility. Mosama Pabit Patita Pabut Prabhutvir Tribhuvane Nahi. Yogyata Vichare Kichu Nahi Paaye. Tomara Karuna Sar. Karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya pranana rakhibo. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu daya karo more. Toma bina ke dayalu jagata samsare. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. Mosama patita Prabhu na pai bear. E baro karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai. Patita pavana toma bine ke hanai. Always considering myself patit, fallen. Amara jivana sada pape ratam. Nahika punne ramesh. Sarva Vaishnavira paya mora namaskar. Ithe aparadha kichu nahuka amar. This is the heart of a Vaishnava. We should get this from Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat. We should get this from Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya. That this is how I want to feel in my heart. Every devotee I meet, brand new devotee coming today for my Bhakti Vriksha, in my heart, I want to think, you are better than me. How can I serve you? How can I serve you? I want to serve you. I am your servant. I am your servant. Everybody we look at their feet. I am your servant. In the mind, internally. I am your servant. I am your servant. Dasosmi. Dasosmi. How can I serve? Dasosmi. Sarva Vaishnavera Paya Mora. Are Sarva Vaishnavera Paya Mora. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is wanting to offer obeisances to us. Sarva Vaishnavara Paya Mora Namaskar. Ithe Aparadha Kichu Nauka Amar. When Shri Ladini Mataji wrote her last letter to Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, she said this: I am not afraid of these murderers, bandits. I am not afraid of these landlords, gang lords. I am not afraid of these assault rifle wielding gundas who are murdering around 300 to 400 civilians every day in Liberia. I am not afraid of the bombs. I am not afraid of their machine guns. I am afraid of offending the devotees. Because of the preaching that Srila Prabhupada empowered me to do, many of these local Africans have joined the movement. They have shaved up, accepting discipleship. They are keeping a shikha. They have given up their civilian dress and they are wearing dhoti and chadar and sadi. They are wearing tulsi kanthi around their necks. Urdhva Pundra, Vaishnava, Gopichandan, Tilak they are wearing. And taking tulsi mala, they are chanting Harinam, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They are attempting to follow the four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. How can I leave them? How can I leave their service? At the time of this crisis, how can I get on that ship sent by United Nations and evacuate from Liberia? I cannot. I am not afraid of death. I am not afraid of the bullets and bombs, but I am afraid of offending the Vaishnavas. I am afraid of letting down these Vaishnavas. These Vaishnavas had joined literally few months ago, my dear friends. Sarva Vaishnavera paaye mora namaskar, ithe aparadha kichu nahu kamar. Let us try to understand the heart of a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is respectful to everyone. Brand new devotee is better than me. Sarva Vaishnavera prati mura namaskar. Ithe aparadha kichu nahu kamar. Accepting subordination to all Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu, who is Vaishnava? Anyone who chants Hare Krishna is a Vaishnava. Accepting subordination to all Vaishnavas, I humbly offering obeisances and praying at their lotus feet, that they may not consider my offenses. Without understanding the purport of pure devotional service, the Prakrita Sahajiyas, who are so-called devotees, consider themselves devotees of Vaishnavas. They consider themselves devotees or Vaishnavas. But since they are either material enjoyers, Vishayi, or pseudo-renunciates, Markat Vairagis, they are situated far away from non-duplicious devotional service. Pramanik Bhakti. Uttama Bhakti. They are far away from Vishuddha Bhakti. They are far away from Vishuddha Chaitanya Vani. Therefore, rather than achieving the service of Vishnu, they enjoy Vishnu's illusory energy. They enjoy Maya Sita. Or they want to enjoy Maya Sita. And mistakenly accept this as service to Vishnu. By using the phrase Sarva Vaishnava in this verse, Vaishnava Acharya, Sri Thakur Vindravandas Mahashaya, did not refer to pseudo-devotees, atheists or Prakrit Sahajiyas. He has taught everyone to accept subordination to the real Vaishnavas. So not that someone is a Mayavadi, someone is a Vaishnava Pradi and we go and start serving that person. No, service is not sentimental. Kripa is not blind. Sri Nityananda Prabhu did not give his mercy to Ramchandra Khan, who was a serial Vaishnava Pradi. He was punished. That punishment is mercy. So mercy is not blind. Service is not blind. We should choose carefully who we serve, who we give our heart to. We respect everyone. Aula Baula Karta Bhaja Neda Darveshani Sahajiya Saki Bheki Smarta Jat Gosai Ativadi Chudadhari Gauranga Nagari Totakahe Eiterera Sanganahi Kari. Don't associate with these 13 types of apasampradayas. One should avoid associating with the 13 different classes of imitation devotees, Prakrit Sahajiyas, imitation devotees, pseudo devotees, false devotees. O Vaishnava Mukadgiranam Putam Hari Kathamritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpochishtam Yathapa. We should avoid associating those who are not Vaishnavas. Asat Sangha, this is Asat Sangha. 13 asat sangha tyag a Vaishnava achar. Stri sangi, Krishna abhakta. We should give up association of this type of personalities. This is asat sangha. One should avoid associating with 13 different classes of imitation devotees known as aula, baula, krita bhaja, neda, Darvesh, Sani, Sakhi Bheki, Smartha, Jati Gosai, Ativadi, Chudadhari, and Gauranga Nagari. Many times devotees put their faith in devotees who are not good examples. And then they are bewildered, they are frustrated, they are heartbroken, and they lose their faith. Therefore, we should have the intelligence to identify who is a genuine devotee and associate with genuine devotees. Hear Harikatha from genuine devotees. That is very important. And who is a advanced devotee? We have to use Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita verse, which is originally written by Sri Rupa Goswami in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, to know who is really advanced devotee. This is the litmus test. This is the yardstick we use to understand who we have to associate with, who is a sincere devotee. Because we have to keep good association. Srila Prabhupada's, one of his last instructions was, always be in good association. Who is a good devotee? Shantir avyartha kalatvam, viraktir mana shunyata, ashabaddham samutkantha namagane sadaruchi, asaktistad gunakhyane, pritistad basati sthale. You have to take association of such devotees who are forgiving, who are tolerant, who are peaceful, who don't waste time, who are renounced. They are not after material pursuits, material desire. Dhanam janam sundarim. They are not after these things. They are not after pratishtha, man badhai. They are always hopeful. Someday I will get Krishna. And by associating with them, we get hope. We don't walk away from them completely nirash. No, we walk away from them with renewed enthusiasm. That is a sign of an advanced devotee. We should not associate with devotees who bring negative energy, depression, melancholy, frustration. You associate with sincere devotees, you will come out smiling, you will come out enthused. Devotee who is always interested in chanting more. Nama gane sadaruchi. Always enthusiastic to glorify Krishna. Gunakhyanam. Asaktistad gunak. Attached to glorify Krishna, to speak Krishna katha. And always attached to the holy dham of Krishna. Always planning, how can I go to the dham? How can I live in the dham? Always looking at photographs of the dham, Leela Sthalis. My Krishna lived here. Oh, when will I go on yatra with Gurudev? Gaura amara jesabasthane. Kari, what is that? Gaura amara jesabasthane. Kari la brahmana range. Se sabasthana heribo ami. Pranai bhakata sange. Yes, I will go and witness the holy places of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu with Gaura Premijan. We have to choose such association, my dear friend. It's very, very important. Now, we may not be on the same stage as completely shantir avyartha kalatvam viraktir manashunya. We may not be there. But at least devotees who are working in that direction sincerely, who are aspiring for these qualities, these attributes sincerely, and trying not to waste time, trying to be humble, mana shunyata, trying to be virakt, trying to be namagane sadaruchi, trying to be asaktistad gunakhyane, trying to be prithistad vasatisthale. If they are trying genuinely and inspiring us to try harder, we can associate. And they are guru sevaks. We can associate with them. But those who compete with Srila Prabhupada, those who want man badhai, they want to become famous, they want to become popular, they want to become digvijayi, we should bow down to them and avoid that association, because that is asat sangha. Asat sangha tyaga e vaishnava achar. Stri sangi vishay Krishna avaktar. We have to avoid these types of association. Vishay, because they are vishay, they are after sense gratification. Gross and subtle. Gross is breaking the four regulative principles. Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. That is gross vishay, sense gratification. And subtle sense gratification is man pratishtha, adar samman. Distinction, honor, recognition. That is subtle breaking of the four regulative principles. where there is humility, where there is taste for Harinam, someone who's encouraging us to chant more, hear more, read more, serve more, be absorbed in Krishna more and more. Especially in Kali Yuga, Naam, Naam, Naam. Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. We should choose that type of association. Then our faith will be protected. Otherwise, we will be disillusioned. We will lose faith. We will be disappointed. Or worse, we will become like that. Two possibilities. Either we will lose faith or we will become like them. And both are unacceptable options. Therefore, asat sanga tyag ai vaishnava achar. Stri sangi vishai krishna abhakta ar. You have to give up this type of association. These 13 types of apasampradayas opposed to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's teachings. They are against Gauravani and identified by an ancient Mahajan cannot be called pure Vaishnavas because they are purely non-Vaishnava. Giving up their bad association and accepting subordination of pure Vaishnavas has been indicated in this verse. Look at what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ji is saying. We should take shelter of pure Vaishnavas. Giving up bad association and accepting subordination of pure Vaishnavas has been indicated in this verse. If one offensively thinks that the word Sarva Vaishnava has been used in this place out of humility to indicate all human beings, then it is to be understood that such a foolish person is overwhelmed by the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu and qualified to receive the title of Asur or demon. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is saying, if anyone interprets this verse as saying that we have to become everybody's servant, we have to offer obeisances, touch the feet of everyone, even the apasampradayas, even the atheists. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is saying, such a person is asur, one who interprets like this. We should understand properly. Therefore, we need acharyas to open up Shastra. Otherwise, you read this verse, you take the Shabdartha, it means everybody. But we have to see the Bhavartha. What is the Bhav of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur? And this only a Sadhu Guru can reveal. Therefore, it is not just Shastra, Shastra, Shastra and our interpretation of Shastra. It is Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. It is what we have Shastra heard through the lips of Srila Prabhupada. Shastra heard through the lips of Sadhu Gurus. That is what we want. Not our own intelligence. All living entities are by nature Vaishnavas. Yes, Jivara Swarupai Krishna and Nityadas. But the mind's restlessness and the gross body's sinful activities, Bhogaishwarya Prasaktanam, Taya Parita Chetasam, Vayasayatmika Buddhi Samadho, Na Vidiyate, which are born from bodily conception of life, Dehatma Buddhi, are not included in the pure non-duplicious principles of Vaishnavism. The Vishuddha Vaishnavas, don't have these bodily conceptions and they don't have desire for dhanam janam sundarim. Acceptance of subordination to the pure Vaishnavas and encouraging Vaishnava prad born from the external enjoying propensity are never the same. They are two opposites. Accepting subordination to pure Vaishnavas and Vaishnava prad, they are two different. Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Hai Andhakar, Jaha Krishna Taha Nai, Maya Ra Adhikar. So we have to take shelter of the pure Vaishnavas. That is the conclusion. That is the message of these verses. We should never be proud of our abilities. Whatever we do, it is Krishna's empowerment. And we should always seek good association and be in the association, be under the subordination of the pure Vaishnavas. That is most important. Not a Vaishnava who has many followers. Not a Vaishnava who is a charismatic speaker or a very melodious singer. What is happening nowadays in Kirtan festivals? They are calling people to lead Kirtan who are not even chanting 16 rounds, not even following four regulative principles. They are not even practicing Vaishnava Sadachar and they are told to lead Kirtan because they have a melodious voice. No. Shripada Ayendra Prabhu says, Kirtan should be dominated by pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada's Kirtan, so potent, so powerful, transformed the hearts of millions of people. Why? Because purity. Purity is the force. So these are things we should understand. We should not become followers of people just because they are charismatic or they are good speakers or good singers or good administrative leaders or famous, have many followers, or they are in a powerful position in management. You will get all those things, but you will not get Krishna by serving them. Find a Vaishnava who is sincere. Find a Vaishnava who is crying for Krishna. Find the Vaishnava who is got Sadachar. Find a Vaishnava who is Sharanagat and serve that Vaishnava and then see what happens. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. That is the message of these verses of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glory, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very nice class, Prabhuji, with so many stories and how to make difference between Vaishnava and Avaishnava. Always your classes are filled with energy to do spiritual practice very nicely, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So, Prabhu, do you have any time, Prabhu, to take some questions?
Yes, Mataji, I have.
Okay. So, dear devotees, so if you have any questions, please raise your hands and we can go as per your raising hands. Okay. Darshini Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji, with your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Prabhuji, my question is that sometimes we have people who just, I mean, when they come to the temple, they chant the Maha Mantra, but they don't believe in the Leela of the Lord, that the Leela has happened. They think that it is just a story. So are they considered Vaishnavas and should we surrender to them? Or
No, what kind of, no. There is no difference between Krishna Naam, Krishna Roop, Krishna Leela. We heard, no? Asaktistad guna khyane. Pritistad vasati sthale. Vasati sthale means a place where Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev or Radha Krishna have performed their Leelas, Leela sthalis. If one does not have faith in Krishna's dham, Krishna Leela, in Krishna's pastimes, they don't have faith. What kind of association is that? What kind of association is that? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yobeti Tatvata. We have to understand Krishna Janma, Krishna Karma. It's Krishna Leela. We have to understand Krishna Tatva, Krishna Leela. That is the way of attaining perfection. So if someone is chanting Hare Krishna but does not have faith in Krishna's Leela, what kind of association is that? We don't associate with them. You should surrender to someone who is an honest, humble devotee of Srila Prabhupada and Gaur Nitai and Radha Krishna. One who is humble, one who is practicing all these things. Shanti Ravyartha Kalat. We discuss, no? Viraktir Mana Shunyata, Ashamadham, Samutkantha Namagane. Should we have humility, tolerance, forgiveness? Should not waste time. Not that you come Sunday to the temple and then watch a cricket match, and then watch a movie, watch TV, watch news. That's waste of time. Why will a devotee waste time? Why will an advanced devotee waste time? Avyartha Kalatvam. That's a quality of a devotee. And so we should surrender to a Sharanagat Bhakta, who is always interested in chanting. 16 rounds, 32 rounds, 48 rounds, 64 rounds, 80 rounds, like that, more and more. Namagane Sadaruchi, who wants to recite the prayers of the Acharyas, the Ashtakams, reads Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, is loyal to Srila Prabhupada, has a service attitude, wants to help the devotees, serve the devotees, whatever capacity. Such Sharanagat, humble devotees who have got Sadachar, who have got Sadhana, who have got Seva, we should surrender to them. Very, very important, Mataji. Don't surrender to such people. Don't associate with such people. Leave them alone. You find any character flaw, don't associate with those people. Okay? Pray for them, but keep your distance. Give your heart to someone who is a pure devotee. That way you will be protected. Your faith will be protected and your bhakti will grow. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I have one more question. May I ask?
Yes, Mataji.
Prabhuji, sometimes, like, you know, we live in families where family members eat meat, but we don't eat, but still we want to maintain that love for them, that respect for them. But even sometimes when we request them, it is Ekadashi and all, but, I mean, it's not advisable to do all this and still they don't listen. How do we still maintain that respect at the same time we remain detached from them?
By Vivek Buddhi. By Vivek Buddhi. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini. Shunichoeva. Sopakacheva. Pandita Sama Darshina. By Vivek Buddhi, we understand that Ishwar Ansha Jiva Avinashi. Mama Amsha Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. My family members are also Krishna's Amsha. They are parts and parcels of Krishna. And in Swarup, they are Krishna Das. Jivara Swarup Hai Krishna Ra Nitya Das. Constitutionally, they are. But somehow, by associating with material nature, Krishna Bhulya Sai Jivanadir Bahir Mukha, Ataiva Mayatare Deha Samsar Dukha. They have forgotten Krishna, they have turned away from Krishna, and therefore they are suffering in this material world and they are doing abominable things. Ice is water. When you see ice, an ice cube, you know, you can see this is actually water. Its quality is fluidity, liquidity. It should flow. But right now it's a solid cube. But is that the swarup? No. It's an artificial state. You bring it to room temperature, normal temperature, it will flow. It will become water. So we understand these are all devotees, but because of contact with Maya, they are behaving like this in a Vaishnava way. So we respect them in their swarup. On the level of their swarup, we respect them. But as well, as far as associating with them, as far as their acharan is concerned, their behavior is concerned, their activities are concerned, we don't support them, we don't participate in them. That you should be very strong. So, Vibhishan, he was living with Rakshasas. They were eating sadhus. Not meat. They were eating sadhus. That's even worse than eating animals. These Rakshasas, they were in Khar, Dhushan, Ravan. They were man-eater Rakshasas. And Vibhishan was living with them. And he had no association. But he maintained his devotion. He maintained his devotion. Vidur was living with Dhritarashtra, who was such a spiritually blind fellow. He was trying to murder Param Bhagwat's Pandavas. Are we living with somebody who is trying to murder pure devotees? Or someone who is eating pure devotees? No. Vibhishan and Vidur are the examples we have to keep in our heart. Did they respect? Yes. Vibhishan performed the Anteshti Kriya of Ravan after Ravan died. Vibhishan gave good counsel, good advice to Ravan always. That is respect. That is integrity. Vidur also gave good advice always to Dhritarashtra, guided him, sometimes even chastised him, pointed out his mistakes. That is respect. That is love. That is concern. That is integrity. And in the end, he came and he told Dhritarashtra, you are living like a dog in the house of Yudhishthir. That Yudhishthir who you tried to murder, that Yudhishthir who you banished to the forest, that Yudhishthir who you cheated, you are living in his house like a dog. Now that's rude. That's not respect. Your question was, how can we respect them? That is not respect. But that is respect. That is respect for the soul. Because of those katu vachan, because of those harsh words, Dhritarashtra woke up. Jeev jago ho gaya. Jeev jago, Gaurachan. And he said, okay, what should I do now? Krishna bhajan. Go to the forest. Live a life of hardship. And meditate on Krishna. And don't live in the palace. And he did that. So this is respect. Vidur and Vibhishan. Respect. Certain, up to certain level, we live with them. We follow also. But then beyond a certain point, we don't accept. Bharat was very much respectful to his mother Kaikeyi. But when Kaikeyi banished Ram, Sita and Lakshman to the forest and caused the death of the father, Maharaj Dasharath, after that, Bharat Maharaj did not live with her. Some commentators on Mahabharat say that he never addressed her as mother after that. He forgave her, but never addressed her as Amba, as mother. And never he lived in Nandigram for the 14 years. So for up to certain level, we respect, we may even be with them. But on certain principles, we are strong. Like meat eating, observing Ekadashi, there is no compromise. Vibhishan was with Ravan, but he never behaved like Ravan. Vidur was living with Dhritarashtra, but his loyalty was towards Yudhishthira. He never became like Dhritarashtra. So that distinction we should have. On a level of soul, we respect them. But as far as their durachar is concerned, as far as their pashandata is concerned, we don't support that. And we don't associate with that type of qualities. We keep a protective layer. And we remain in satsang. Okay? Hare Krishna. But we have to be intelligent. We have to be very intelligent. Vibhishan, I'll tell you one story. How we have to be intelligent living. We have to be like the tongue surrounded by the 32 teeth. Teeth are sharp. They can cut the tongue. Tongue is soft. But it is the tongue that helps us chant. Jivhepi basva amritam eti deva govinda damodara madhaveti. So tongue is the devotee chanting Hare Krishna. Correct? Teeth, not devotees. They are like rakshas. How does the tongue live between the teeth? Like Vibhishan. Vibhishan has written Ram, 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 Ram everywhere in his house and doing Ram, 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 Ram chanting. Some spies told Ravan, your brother is your enemy. Vibhishan, younger brother, he's saying the name of your enemy. He's saying Ram, Ram, chanting Ram, Ram all day. Go and see. Ravan goes to the house of Vibhishan. Everywhere it is written Ram, Ram, Ram. And he's sitting and doing Ram, Ram, Ram. Dashanan Ravan, he gets very angry. He tells Vibhishan, you are my brother. You are my sahodar. We took birth on the same womb. Instead of taking my name, you are taking the name of Ram. Vibhishan says, more powerful than taking your name, O Ravan, is to take the name of you. With Mandodari, Yugal Naam. Ra means Ravan, Ma means Mandodari, Rama. I am chanting your name according with, along with Mandodari Devi. Rama, Rama is Ravan, Mandodari. Oh, Ravan was pacified, he went away. And Vibhishan continued his bhajan. He was calling out to his Ishtadev, Ram. Ayodhyapati, Dasharathi, Prabhu Shri Ramachandra Bhagwan. Rama, Rama, Rama. Sometimes we have to be tactful. We have to be intelligent also, like Vibhishan. So that we don't get into a confrontation and daily fight. So be intelligent, but be eknisht. Ek bharoso, ek bal, ek aas vishwas. Ramchandra Ghanasham, Chatak Tulsidas. Ram is our cloud and we are Chatak. Ek bal, ek bharoso, ek aas vishwas. Ramchandra Ghanasham, Chatak Tulsidas. So that you remember. Okay, be ek. Antare nishtha karo. Bahya lok vyavahar achirata krishna tomay karibe uddhar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells antare nishtha karo, inside you be firm with your ishtadev. Antare nishtha karo bahya lok vyavahar, like Raghunath Das Goswami outside he was helping his uncle save himself from the Turkish tax collector and you know, all business everything, but antare nishtha karo bahya lok vyavahar. What will happen? Achirata krishna tomay karibe uddhar. Very soon Krishna will deliver you. Antare nishtha karo. Internally, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Outside, hello, how do you do? Antare nishtha karo, bahya lok vyavahar, achirata Krishna tomay karibe uddhar. Mahaprabhu's promise, okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Jai Shila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. So, Prabhu, we have one more question from Sukha Mataji. Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvar Pranams. Thank you for your beautiful class as always. Prabhuji, regarding Kirtan, Prabhuji, this is something very dear to me, the topic. And I've heard like different views on it, but I would love to hear your thoughts, Prabhuji. Regarding like Harinama, I've heard that, you know, Harinama itself is purifying. So even a neophyte devotee can chant and it will have the effect. And Hari Katha, of course, like, Avaishnava Mukhodgirnam holds good. So I was wondering, Prabhu, even as a, to encourage young devotees or devotees new to Krishna consciousness, we allow them to chant, so that they take more interest, and it's just to, as a springboard for them to dive deeper into Krishna consciousness. So, I would like to know, you were just mentioning that, we need to look, hear from pure devotees. So is that okay for Harinama or only Katha, or how do we understand that, Prabhuji?
It is true for all. At Naimisharanya, when Romaharsha was speaking, what did Lord Balaram do? Did he allow him to go on speaking? No. Balaram just stopped him, killed him. And he installed a sadashishya, Shri Suta Goswami, to speak. Similarly, in the assembly on the banks of Ganga, Shri Shukdev Goswami was most qualified. So he was given the opportunity to speak. The advanced Vaishnavas, the pure devotees, should speak and lead kirtan. It is true that Harinam is all purifying, and even Nama Prad is beneficial. Absolutely, there is no doubt about it. I am chanting Nama Prad. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Prad is also beneficial. Nama Bhas is beneficial too. But most beneficial is Shuddha Nam. That is what gives rise to Krishna Prem. One can hear Namaparad and Namabhas all one's life. One will never get Krishna Prem. Never get Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem comes by hearing Shuddha Nam. Therefore, yes, there is some benefit in hearing Namaparad, hearing from neophyte devotees to encourage them. That's okay. That can be some of it. But I said the kirtan should be dominated by pure devotees. Some kirtan we can give, but to call these people who are professional kirtaniyas, they charge money, $500 for kirtan festival, $1,000 for kirtan festival. This is nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. Shukdev Goswami never took a penny from Parikshit Maharaj. Suta Goswami took nothing. Maitreya Muni took nothing from Vidur. Srila Prabhupada never charged for any kirtan. Who are these rascals asking money for kirtan festivals? And which fools are sitting and listening to that kirtan, which is coming from the belly? Belly. 1 hour kirtan, you want to charge money for that? Did Prabhupada ever do that? Did Sripada Aindra Prabhu ever take a penny from anybody for leading kirtan? You think your kirtan has more potency than Srila Prabhupada and Shripada Aindra Prabhu? You think your Harikatha is more powerful than Srila Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj or Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj? Yes, there are devotees in our movement who are asking for money, demanding you book a business ticket, flight ticket, not economy class. Who wants to hear such kirtan? I don't want to hear such kirtan. I will sit at home and hear Srila Prabhupada. I will sit at home and hear Shripada Indra Prabhu or our Guru Varga, who are selfless servants of Sri Chaitanya Dev. I want to hear Shuddha Nam. I want to hear Vishuddha Chaitanya Vani. I want to hear Harikatha, pure Harikatha. Why should I open my ears and my heart to such contamination? I respect them. May Krishna bless them. But I don't want to hear from them. Why should I? Guru Sadhu Shastra are telling us again and again, Avaishnava Mukhodgirnam Putam Harikathamritam. It may be Putam Harikathamritam, pure Harikatha. It may be reading Bhagavatam. Nam Akshar Nam Nahi, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says. The Nam Akshar are not Nam. Hare Krishna, that is not Nam. Nam comes from the heart of a pure devotee. That is Shuddha Nam. Shuddha Nam descends. Shuddha Nam descends when Nam Prabhu is pleased with the sadhak. That is called Shuddhanam. And such devotees who are chanting Shuddhanam should dominate the kirtan. Yes, to encourage, we can give opportunity. But we should also make sure that they are following four regulative principles. They are chanting 16 rounds. Otherwise, you don't lead. You sit and you hear kirtan. Why you want to lead? Why you want to contaminate the congregation? Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto is Praman. Balramji did not tolerate Romaharshan speaking. How dare you speak? Your heart is infected with pride. You will infect the audience also. Get down. So Siddhanta is very clear, Mataji. We should not hear. Yes, it is going on. Mridanga players are charging money. Singers are charging money. It's heartbreaking. This is what is happening to Srila Prabhupada's movement. Because people want melodious kirtan. Melodious kirtan. It is a type of Indra Tritti, type of sense gratification. Some benefit will be there, no doubt. Naam is Param Pavitra. But that is not the Sankirtan movement of Mahaprabhu. That is not the Sankirtan movement of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada expected that we chant 16 rounds. We follow the four regulative principles. And we practice Vaishnava Sadachar. We dress simply, we live simply. Prabhupada's purports are there in Bhagavad Gita, where Prabhupada says we have to live simply. I can show you. When he talks about the modes of material nature, the chapter, three modes of material nature, the purport Prabhupada says we should be simple. We should not live luxuriously. So these are Prabhupada's expectations from all of us. Prabhupada has written with his own hands, lotus hands, don't eat food cooked by non-devotees. So people who are eating in restaurants, people who are eating non-prasad, why they should dominate the kirtan? I have embraced famous kirtan singers, and the unmistakable stench of onion garlic came. Unmistakable stench of onion garlic came. They're eating outside. I know it. Why they should dominate the Gaur Aarti? Why they should lead Gaur Aarti in the temple? Tell me. If they cannot follow, is there such a dearth of devotion in our movement? So we have to be intelligent. Sorry, but someone has to say these things. Sadachar is very important. One must chant 16 rounds. One must follow the four regulative principles. It is difficult. It is not easy to do this. I understand. But we should let those who are pure dominate the Hari Katha and the Hari Kirtan. Not someone who is entertaining. Not someone who is melodious. And by hearing that, Vishuddha Harinam, Vishuddha Harikatha, our hearts will become purified. And then we will get Paramdriswani. We will get higher taste. Then we will not fall down. So that is my opinion, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, thank you, Prabhu. We have another question from Janeshwar Gaurangdas, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my obeisances. Thank you for such a wonderful class. You're always very inspiring. And my koti koti dandavas to you for that. Prabhuji, I have one question. When we go on Harinam out, we mentioned about sometimes you have to be intelligent. So this is what I do. Please correct me if I'm not doing something right. You know, we have these mantra cards we give out. They look picture of Radha Krishna on one side and the Ma Mantra on the back, and it, you know, it tells a little bit about God is in heaven. This is basically for Westerners. So when we give out these cards, in order to attract them, you know, we say that I call them my good luck cards. I know it's actually we shouldn't use that, but you know, for new people, you know, if you, the only way I can, I mean, it's nice way to attract them. Say, keep this is a good luck card. Keep it in your wallet. Try to chant this mantra. And then we tell them that, you know, it's not going to bring you $1 million, but it will give you peace in life and help you. But is that okay? Because I mean, I'm using it as a good luck card, but we know it's not, Ma Mantra is not a good luck card, but in order to attract, is that okay?
This is very good, Prabhuji. This is intelligence. This is very nice. Should continue like that. Aho Bhagya, Aho Bhagya. So, Nanda Vajau Kasam. Oh, Bhagya, Oh, Bhagya. It is great fortune to get Krishna and Ram. So you are giving them the names of Krishna and Ram, who are non-different. Radharani, Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Shamsunda, Radha Raman. Non-different from their names. So they will bring good fortune in their life. When you say good luck for them, they don't understand the word good fortune. But they will be able to comprehend what is good luck. So you are saying good luck card. That's correct. It will bring them good fortune. It will bring them good fortune. Their Bhakti Poshak Sukrati is starting just by reading the Mahamantra, hearing the Mahamantra, seeing a painting of Radha and Krishna. So it is not wrong. What you are doing is very good. You are bringing them good luck, which we call good fortune. Their good fortune will arise. Like Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj would say, good fortune will arise. You are starting their Sukrati, Bhakti Poshak Sukrati. That's very good. So you can continue, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Srila Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj from UK, he has that. Have you seen that hat?
Yes, with lights on it, yes.
Yes.
It's so nice.
Yeah, he will wear different color socks, different mismatched shoes. He has that accordion and he's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He's doing that. So once he was asked why you are dressed up in an odd way, he said, because it breaks the ice. When I meet the Westerners, it breaks the ice. It starts a conversation. Oh, you look very outlandish. What's going on? What's about this hat? Can you tell me? And yeah, you get an opportunity to tell them about Krishna. This is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It gives peace. It relieves stress. It brings good luck. Yes. So if it works to break ice in conversations, it's an icebreaker. Hey, why not? Let's do it. Anukulisa Sankalpa. Whatever is favorable for our movement, we'll do that. So yes, Prabhu, this is very nice. Good luck cards are very good. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Prabhupada used to give those Gaurnitai dolls, remember?
Yes, he used
to. Good luck dolls, Gaurnitai dolls. Prabhupada is Prabhupada's genius. This is fine, Prabhuji. This is good.
Okay.
Gauranam, Gauranam, Gaura Rupa Gun, Aparadhana Himane, Tariten. It's very nice. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Okay, it's been very late over time, so we'll stop here.
Okay, Prabhuji. Okay. I would like to pay obeisance to you and all the devotees, Prabhu. Sorry, Prabhu, I'm stopping you. Yeah, please go ahead, Prabhu.
No. Vansha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Ananta Koti Vaishnavarindaki
Jai
Gaur Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
Thank
you so much, Prabhuji. Dear Tariya.
Everyone for joining today's session, we'll close the call today. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Mataji. Hari Bol.